We have eight at the, no, nine at the lower.
One's not funded yet.
Oh, well then, so, we have eight.
Okay, since we don't have a chair, I thought I'd go ahead and call the meeting to order for y'all. So, the meeting is being called to order at 6:13, according to the. We have no citizens wishing to speak, so we can dispense with item one.
See how quickly these agendas go?
So the item 2A is introduction of commission members and staff. I know you've kind of introduced yourselves a little bit. I don't know if you want to go around the room and introduce yourselves more. I'm Jeanette Goodall and I'm the city clerk, so I'll be one of the support staff for y'all to help you in ever, however we can. We'll be helping putting your agendas together and the minutes and scheduling rooms and all the logistical issues for you.
I'm Myrna Rios, I'm the deputy city clerk, and I will also assist as needed.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
Myrna Rios.
Okay, great.
And I'm J.K. Gale, I'm from the law department, and Jeanette and I will be a tandem team supporting whatever the commission needs in terms of research and presentation materials.
So I will let you guys. Ingrid, do you want to start since you were
I'm Ingrid Bygand. I live in the Baldwin Creek neighborhood area, and I'm council member Kathy Tolbert's committee.
I'm Carl Thomas, also known as KT Muscleman. I'm the District 6 appointee for Jimmy Flanagan, and I'm happy to be representing the Williamson County part of Austin at this lovely commission.
And I am Roger Borgelt, LA Tract Players appointee, and I actually live in District 10 in Terrytown.
I'm Fred Lewis. I am in District 10, but Allison Alter appointed me. I guess that's why Alan appointed you.
it's a joke. He knows what I'm good at.
I don't know why I agreed to do this, but this is my third charter revision commission. One in 2001, which mainly dealt with single-member districts. In 2012, that mainly dealt with single-member districts. And now this one. I don't think there'll be a fourth one, but you never know.
Maybe we should go back to at large.
You won't get my vote for it.
Sorry, that was too hard to fight.
Oh, it's my turn. I'm Jeff Smith. I'm in Kitchen's appointee, although I live in Kathy's district. And this is my third time around on commissions and task forces.
I'm Diego Martinez, I'm Peoria Terrias appointee, and I was previously on the Hispanic Quality of Life.
Great.
I'm Jessica Palvino, I was Greg Cassar's appointee, and I actually live in the Mueller or Miller, depending on your preferred pronunciation, neighborhood, which is in Kansas.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Tane Ward, District 1, Biora, Houston.
I should have said I served with Jeff on the Parksland Event Task Force. So I had one go about.
And I served on the Code Next Advisory Committee for a year as Sherry Gallo's appointee. So.
Okay, so this might be a short meeting because a lot of y'all have already served and probably know most of the material that we pulled together for this short meeting. So item 2B is the nomination and election of a chair for your commission. The resolution allows the commission to appoint the chair, and so we will entertain motions if someone is interested.
I think we should postpone it until the other two get here.
We've got an appointee still to be named and two people missing, and there's no need for a chair at this point.
All right. You know what's coming, Fred.
It's time to find someone else.
It's all right with me.
Okay. And I'm going to assume that you would prefer to postpone the appointment of a vice chair.
I think we should
or do you want to do that?
Let's postpone that all.
Same motion.
I guess we should we vote on these? I guess we're just.
Could be consensus.
Yeah, we have consensus.
Okay.
Yeah, consensus.
I mean, I think if they get here tonight, we can do it.
Is there one place that has not been appointed yet?
Yeah, the mayor's
appointed.
The mayor,
okay.
Is he going to appoint him this week? Is he going to?
I have not heard anything.
We have the standing item, but
all right.
We haven't heard anything, so.
Haven't been given a name as of today.
Okay.
But
okay.
They don't have to turn it in until Wednesday, so it may change. Okay, so the next item was just to have a brief discussion on the purchase of your body. JK, I don't know if you want to.
Yeah,
this
well,
one?
Just if you know, if it's satisfactory with the commission. Jeanette and I have done a lot of these before because this is just really basic, so we'll do it informally and you know, kind of tag team and walk through it. We both do not have the habit of reading to you what you can read yourself in your binder, so we'll just kind of briefly go through and you know, if you have any questions about it, don't hold them to the end, just ask us. So all of these first few slides are drawn from your foundation document, and your foundation document is the resolution that was passed that created this task force, even though it's called a commission. It's got a stated purpose in it. Is that the first? Yeah, that's. See if there's a slide before.
Yeah,
that's the first one. Okay. So these are the. I mean, you know, this is what they want you to do: talk to citizens, take input from boards and commissions. What the sort of the granular work that you do here is reviewing the charter yourself for any revisions that need to be made, repeal of provisions, things that you are, you know, pet things that you might want to propose for possible amendments. There are specific areas that are called out in the resolution that the commission must consider, those being campaign finance. So, you know, you've got contribution expenditure limits, boards and commissions, with specificity of terms of planning commissioners. We'll get into that more later. Citizen-initiated petitions, those would obviously be the charter petitions, initiative, referendum, recall. Including requirements for percentages, numbers of signatures, reporting requirements, residency requirements, maybe verification, timelines, whatever. And then the kitchen sink one on the bottom is just correcting clerical matters. And we have a lot of those. The charter isn't a document that is terribly artfully worded sometimes, and it's not whole cloth. So there are internal inconsistencies. There are things that have, you know, that have fallen out. For example, 10-1 transition material is
right.
Still in there.
Right.
Needs to come out. Routine harmonizing of provisions, clarifying verbiage. Jeanette will make some recommendations. I'll make some recommendations, and obviously we'll take direction from you on those. Additionally. The ERC, the Ethics Review Commission, they have working groups, they're studying things, their input is supposed to be considered by you guys in terms of campaign finance, ethics and financial disclosure, all of the kind of Code 2.7 stuff. Then your charge is that you have to prepare a formal recommendation report. It has proposals in it, CAPP proposals, where you're going to propose to council the amendments that you want. It's within your foundation document says within 200 days. I am sort of putting an imaginary asterisk by that because there was a delay in your appointment. Jeanette, can you speak to?
Yeah, so in theory, the 200 days from June 22nd, which is when they formed the commission, would be, if I remember right, January 7th, which is fairly just around the corner.
Yeah.
But I looked, and if we can, you can always ask for an extension. Task forces have done that on a regular basis. So if we wanted to shoot for like maybe 200 days from the date that they were supposed to have made all of their appointments, that moves us into like the middle of March.
Well, we don't even have all of our appointments.
We don't, but at least the middle of March might be a good target for you to shoot for. It gives you a little bit more time, and it would still give us time to get on the council agenda, because I'm assuming you would want to, you know, give your recommendation at maybe a work session as a briefing. We can get that scheduled, and then council would still have time to review your recommendations, discuss it before they decided which recommendations they were going to put forth, draft the language, and all of that good stuff in order to call the election in August. With the caveat that my assumption is they're also going to be getting recommendations from the bond advisory task force. So I'm trying to factor in that they're also going to get hit with more recommendations for the bond election. So.
And I think when we did the resolution as an IFC from the council member, you know, from the primary and the co-sponsors, what they wanted was your report to them in plenty of time for them to get citizen input and for them to delve into it. But we don't have to call the election until
August
20.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like that,
but
of course that's just, I mean, that's absolute drop dead deadline for calling the election, and clearly we would have to have, you know, you have to have ballot language and all of that before then. So I think they wanted a comfortable, deliberative period for themselves from you, but January is really early.
January is just not going to be possible for anyone.
Yeah, that's not going to happen because we're heading into the holidays.
Right,
March.
Yeah. But, the middle to end of March might be a little doable, and at least when we get closer, we can evaluate. We don't have to ask for an extension now, so we can, after the first of the year, evaluate where you are, how much time you think you'll need now that you're getting into the topics, and have a better idea of when we want to request an extension too. Hopefully, either this meeting or the next meeting, council will adopt their meeting scheduling for next year. And so then we could look at when we could get on their calendar and we can get that scheduled, because if you've gone to your briefing,
you
know,
back everything out from that.
They book those briefings up really quick. And this would allow us to get on the schedule so that we're not pushed because of somebody else.
So no panic about the 200 days, but we put it in because it's in the text of the resolution. And in that recommendation report, there are requirements. One is that you have the proposal itself, the substance of it, a policy reason behind it, the estimated budgetary impact, the impact on how it would dovetail with existing policies, whether it would, revise them, revamp them, supersede them, whatever, and proposed ballot language for each proposal. That's council's province to do the ballot language, but they, I think, would like to look at something. Clearly they would, because they put it in. I'm just going to do a very brief thing in fact, this one slide on TOMA, because I have another little thing on TOMA, and you'll receive additional training on TOMA. But TOMA's the Open Meetings Act. This task force is not subject to 2-1, but you are subject to 551. So that's the Open Meetings Act and the Public Information Act. TOMA requires that all of your meetings be open to the public, that Jeanette has to have proper agendas that identify date, hour, place, and subject matter of each meeting to a standard of a reasonable person understanding what items were going to be discussed and acted on. That's got to be up at least 72 hours prior to the meeting, and you've got to have a quorum physically present in the same place in order to begin your meeting. This is an 11-member body, so 6 is a quorum. Absences or vacancies in positions because they haven't been appointed doesn't change the number. It's an 11-member commission, 6 is a quorum for you. So I'm gonna let you look at this slide, but Some of this comes from Chapter 2.1 in the code, and you're not actually subject to 2.1. 2.1 says that the council, in their foundation document, can make a body subject to 2.1. They did not explicitly make you subject to 2.1, so you're not. However, it's certainly kind of directory stuff. You should look at it, and this is how other boards and commissions operate in the city, so you may want to do that either formally or informally in your own rules. Closed sessions or executive sessions, they have to be appropriate subject matter, they have to be posted properly, and boards and commissions do not do that unless they receive approval from the city attorney to do it. 10 o'clock for a cutoff. The third point is the Public Information Act, and basically that is just reminding you that it doesn't matter what device something public business is stored on. So your private email accounts, your private cell phones and stuff, those are still, if you do business on it, those are still subject to the Public Information Act, and certainly everything you do on your city email. The last one, 2762G, is just the gift policy in the city. It's codified, it's in the personnel policies, which don't apply to you. That basically says you can't, it's always an impermissible gift. If somebody gives you anything, irrespective of the value, that's meant to influence you or to be taken for official conduct. Aye. Aye. Are you mad or
yes?
Okay. No,
oh.
You're good.
Oh.
I think you're right.
Okay.
And we'll catch you up. This is kind of just, you know, introductory
okay.
Framework stuff, so. Jeanette went over this, chair and vice chair. There's not a ballot system for anything. You know, you do those in the open, board votes are public. Presiding officer can kind of sort of do whatever you want the presiding officer to do. They generally lead the meetings, they approve the draft agendas, and they make appointments to the smaller subgroups, working groups, or committees that you have. And in the chair's absence, the vice chair does the same things that the chair does. This would be us. We're your staff and executive liaisons from the clerk's office and the law department. We will basically we will do whatever you want us to do. Certainly we'll do the agenda, do the posting, prepare the minutes, do your website, and Jeanette from the clerk's perspective and myself from for legal matters will research any questions that you want researched, and if you tell us that you want presenters will, you know, we'll get them here and make certain that they have materials that correspond with what you're looking for. Be nice. You all look like you are going to be nice, so that's good. And the third one basically is concerns always arise. I mean, that doesn't carry a negative connotation just because it's a concern. But if you'll just tell us what it is, we'll say, that's kind of an internal matter. You guys need to work that out. Or we'll say, oh, we've dealt with that before. You know, here's my suggestion for how you might do that. But if you give us a little bit of lead time on it, we will try to facilitate for you. So things that you can't do. You know, you can't really have conflicts that are gonna impair your performance or your judgment. The second one is can't accept remuneration, paid campaign work on a ballot proposition if your board exercised discretionary authority with respect to it and you participated by discussion or voted on it. All city officials and appointed members such as you are officials. Cannot make any formal appearances before their own commission advocating for somebody else. And again, you've got the gift prohibition. Jeanette, that's yours.
Yeah. So we will compile the agenda for you. So if you have, we'll work with the chair to compile that for the future meetings. I would like to have the items that you would want on an agenda at least 5 days before we're going to meet so that we have time to get the document prepared and get it posted within 72 hours
so that we're not running up against the clock to get it posted properly. You can do it during a meeting. You can give direction during your meeting. We'll have an item on the agenda for future agenda topics. You can also email me, and if there's two of you that wants it on the agenda, we will add it. The chair will review and approve and potentially add additional items to the agenda. The chair, and I say this because this has been a problem with other commissions sometimes, is the chair doesn't have the discretionary authority to remove an item that other people want to discuss. They can, for logistical and time management, maybe postpone an item to the next agenda if there's too much on an agenda. So we will work with the law department to make sure all of the posting language meets the requirements of TOMA so that the public understands it. And anything that needs, that you want to take action on, we do need to include for the public that an indicator that action will occur by the commission on that item.
Whether it actually does or not, we have to inform the public.
We will include on each agenda a space for general citizen communication, and that's for, typically we do 10 slots for anyone to come and speak on any topic that they want to that relates to your purpose. There is a rule about if we have a briefing, then we don't take public communication at the briefing, because that's really just informational purposes for you. You ask the speaker to come and provide you information. The public would get to speak on that topic whenever you take that item up as an action item. And so that's why we don't encourage citizens to communicate or speak on a briefing. We will do minutes. We're also recording in this room. We're doing an audio recording of the meeting. If I can get your meetings into the board and commission room, I've gotten permission from Channel 6. They will actually televise your meetings. It's just finding the time that that room is available wasn't possible anytime soon. But the audio recording will be posted to your website, so anyone will be able to listen to it. We will take minutes, and we will send them out to you in advance of your next meeting for a review, and then you can adopt and approve them at a future meeting. There is an attendance requirement, and in your resolution, it specifically says a member may be removed by council if you fail to attend three or more consecutive meetings. And so that's why we have the sign-in sheet, so that we can keep track of who's in attendance. So always, if I haven't given it to you in the meeting, make sure you sign it before you leave so that you get credit. If you're going to be absent, you can shoot me an email, and that way we know whether or not to wait for you. If you're stuck in traffic, you can let one of us know, and we'll know whether or not to wait for you. Some of this we've already talked about. Quorum must be present. You can't call in or Skype into the meeting. The unfilled positions don't change the requirements of the quorum. The quorum isn't present within 30 minutes. I'm not sure. That one probably doesn't necessarily apply to you. It applies to the other boards and commissions, but it is kind of a good target because the last thing we want is for all of you to be sitting here waiting for one person for an hour who may or may not be showing up. And then if a meeting has to get canceled, we will post a cancellation notice in advance so that the public knows.
On the call in or Skype, is that only for purposes of a quorum? In other words, if there's already nine people here, can the 10th person call in with Skype?
Because you're subject to TOMA, and TOMA is really specific about holding a meeting by video conference as opposed to, you know, someone Skyping in. So it's a no on that.
Okay.
we've done lots of memos on that.
And
that's kind of the end of our short presentation on issues surrounding most boards and commissions, including yourself. There is another presentation if you want it on more specifics on TOMA. I don't know how many of you are familiar. I know some of you are familiar with TOMA. We can go through it. You can read it yourself, whichever your preference is.
And this, since you're an appointed board, you do fall under the requirement of the government code about taking the Attorney General online, the 1 hour video training on Open Meetings Act and the 1 hour on, it's about 50 minutes, on the Public Information Act. I've got a link for it, I can give it to you. I mean, if you want to do that to let yourself get a framework and then we can do TOMA later, or I'm at your disposal, I'll do whatever you'd
like.
Well,
it seems like if we have to take that course anyway, maybe we just take the course and then if we have questions, we come to you.
It's an online, and you do have to do a certificate of completion online after you do it, and that must be filed as a public record with Jeanette.
That way, if there's any public information request,
which we just have one. We just got one for county, so.
How long do we have to?
That's 90 days after you assume the duties of your office, and so that's probably 90 days from today.
Yeah.
Jeanette and I generally send out reminders for that so that you can kind of respond to us and say, oh, I've already done it, or oops, I'll do it. And we'll kind of keep a tally on who's doing that, because we don't want you to run up against that. That's a statutory requirement to take that. So we want to check that box.
Any other questions on that section?
Thank you.
Okay, so item 2F, this is just a discussion of a couple clearing housekeeping matters. Staff support, as we said, we're here, so just let us know how we can help you. I think I have all of your contact information, so if that has changed or if you didn't get my emails, please let me know so that I can make sure I have the correct contact for you. We're here as a resource. If there's something you want added to the website, let me know. We'll do whatever we can do to make it easier for you as well as the public. Future meetings. Don't know when you want.
I think we should have some.
When you want to meet?
Well,
you say that now.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going to be around at Thanksgiving. So I prefer if we're going to have a meeting, we have it next week. Because Thanksgiving is actually upon us before you know it. Like,
in general,
12 days or 13 days away.
Are we going to meet weekly, twice a month? What's the schedule? Considering
twice a month until we're in panic mode.
Okay, and then don't worry. Okay.
We're going to have other holiday interruptions coming up.
Yeah, January is just chock full of holidays.
But I mean, twice a month. Good.
And because of the holiday schedule, I would avoid Mondays. I mean, January, I think every single Monday is a holiday. I just went through the school calendar.
But generally,
so I know that.
Monday is a good night meet, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Right, but look at Monday.
Well,
look at January.
When we get to Monday, when we get to January, we can make some exceptions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my only concern, as I said, is I'm going out. What is today? Sorry, today is the 6th. I'm going to be out of town on the 19th.
A lot of us will be out the week of Thanksgiving, so I agree with you. If we're going to meet again this month, we should probably either meet next week or we should meet the Monday after Thanksgiving, which is still in November.
Yeah, probably
27th.
I think we have a housekeeping we could do next week, or whatever anybody wants, and to move this train along.
Will the mayor's appointee be made by that?
I don't think that's.
At this point, they haven't given us a name, so I don't know.
Well, it seems like if we're going to wait on that, then the 27th would be a better day because we get a chance for that to happen.
No, we can do that. Cool.
I will tell you that if we want to get like the board and commission room, for some reason it didn't come out next week. Wednesday is probably a better night. I don't know if that works for you all. What I can do is look at some room scheduling and see if we can get
I don't care about being on board.
I don't either.
Are you good with just audio recording and
yes.
not televising? Okay. Because
yes.
that's kind of the defining factor.
Then
of
I don't have to comb my hair.
That is true.
Did you ever comb your hair, Brad?
No.
Okay. 27 or 7 or consensus?
It has so much volume in it. Can barely hear over it.
I would say if we have any kind of certainty that we will have a mayoral appointment by the 27th, it makes
yeah.
sense to wait.
Mm-hmm.
If the feeling is that this might take a while, we might as well get started next week so we know what's ahead of us and how the work's going to be divided up.
I think we should go ahead next week because I don't think we're going to make enough progress that the mayor's appointment comes the next 2 weeks
and
after that. It'll make any difference.
But
we can move the thing along. But whatever, I don't care.
Well, I can certainly meet next Monday, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it just takes a while to get rolling.
Mm-hmm. Does 6 o'clock work, or would you prefer 6:30 or earlier?
Was
or?
It better and later, Matt, or was it bad? I mean, are we better off at 6 or 6:30?
I mean, either earlier or later.
Well, I agree, because I had to get here so early. I had to get here at 5 so I could be here at 6.
Right, I mean, I could get here at 5 or
so,
I could be stuck in traffic.
Do you
want to
do, I mean, 5 or 7? Is that
yeah.
what you're thinking?
Probably.
I don't care.
5 works for
me. Okay, 7 would work better for me. I have a standing mentoring commitment in Del Valley that ends at 5:15. And
well,
getting here at 6 o'clock was a struggle, and I was here 10 after 6.
Well, it sounds like we need to go to 7.
Yeah,
or
6:30. 6:30? Or 6:45.
6:44.
How about 6:50?
Does 6:30 work or do I go with
7? 6:30 works for me.
Okay.
I think it'll be better than 6.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Let's do 6:30.
If it's not good, we'll make it 7. So
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try 6:30.
Jeanette, can I skip back to the question and pitch this to the commission, the question that you asked before about, you said you had all of their contact information?
Yes.
Do the commission members want that contact, their cell numbers or that contact information on the website? I mean, some commissioners do and some do not.
We didn't put any of your personal contact information on the website. And so,
just our city email address for commission service?
We haven't created an email account individually for you. If you want email accounts, I can create them for you, or we can create a generic email account for the Charter Review Commission.
I go with the generic for the
whichever
we agree.
You would prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah, go with the generic one and then it can be forwarded to all of us.
And then I can post that address on your website. And then if we get comments from the public, I can just forward them. But I would still have the official copy and we could handle that.
Sure.
Okay. We can do that. So we will get that set up this week. So the next item is item 3, which is the future agenda items. So what would you like to talk about next week?
Well, it seems like we might need to do chair advisory.
Yes.
You referenced a task force by the Ethics Commission task force. Do they have a report or something? Somewhere along the way.
No, I think what it was is that if they have jurisdiction to make recommendations on ethics and other things. I don't think they have
right.
any outs.
So,
what they want is any recommendations that you have relating to campaign finance
yeah.
or ethics, we'd want to vet those through the
email.
ERC to get their feedback and thoughts on as well.
Okay, so you're saying run it by them instead of them running it.
Yeah.
Right. I think what I would like, and I probably should have kept up with it, but I would like to have an overview of the campaign finance where it stands after the Dunn-Zimmerman complaint. So where are we actually?
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah. We know what we get slapped for, so we know what to do.
And maybe even a presentation, a little bit of history about what that was
actually
about.
What the outcome of that was. And I know I should know that.
The lawsuit?
Yeah.
Well, the contribution limits were upheld. That's what really matters. Some of the other things either didn't have standing or were knocked down.
So was it completely knocked down?
They struck down that you had to wait 6 months before the election in order to be able to raise.
And they struck down
they didn't strike down
the residency because of no standing.
They struck
down the.
Getting rid of your campaign.
Yeah,
Yes.
I think a more formal presentation than this would
yeah.
be
yes.
in
you
order for
just,
this.
You know,
I
what,
just told
you.
Know,
well, you know,
anecdotally,
if it were me,
right.
if you wanted to, I'd ask Renee Hicks to come give it since you represented the city.
Okay, and we can go through that section of the charter.
That'd be good.
Is there anything else, or you think that's a big enough topic for your first meeting?
Well, I think we should sort of just generally discuss what sort of topic areas people have any interest in.
Okay.
So we
get
some idea of what.
Get an idea where people are.
Get a general topic, and I think once we have general topics, we'll get a feeling for how much time each topic will take. Because I'm fairly sure there's one or one and a half that we can just check off. But others might need more presentation or background material.
And also, I don't know if you already have it, but you mentioned the cleanup stuff that you're already aware of that needs to be done. If you have that, you might as well show it to us.
Yes, we have a document we prepared a while ago,
which is still in progress.
But yeah.
I mean, if that can't be ready by next week, then put it off.
I'll have to find it. We prepared it when the council member first approached us about when
it's really,
a charter review commission.
Article 5, Section 6, Line 4.
Yeah, well, but
you
I
know,
mean,
grammar doesn't.
That's all right. We just need to know those things.
Yeah. So I'll send that out.
So, Jeanette, is the campaign finance suit still sitting at the Fifth Circuit, or have they ruled? Sorry, I haven't followed it.
They haven't ruled that I'm aware of.
They've even
moved forward at all with it.
Yeah,
I haven't heard of anything.
Red and I were witnesses on different sides.
Unfortunately, my
are we
going
to separate you guys?
No.
Okay.
Did y'all, I'm late. I'm sorry if I missed introductions. I'm not here, by the way. Did you talk about the process? So we would make recommendations, and then the council would make a final decision, but then this would go up for an election?
Correct.
Okay.
So sometime early next year, y'all need to put together a report that would go back to mayor and council. And so we talked about probably doing that as maybe a briefing, but definitely a written document for sure. And then council would probably take public input on your recommendations. They would discuss your recommendations and then decide which recommendations they want to move forward. And then those recommendations would then get put on the ordinance calling election.
The last time, Matt, when we made I don't know how many recommendations, some of the recommendations they adopted, some of them they rejected, some of them they modified, and others they took and made them into ordinances. So they have complete discretion in what they do with whatever.
When you say adopted ordinances, you mean that it did it go to the election? Or that it,
they adopted it as an ordinance and not as a charter amendment.
They agreed with it and thought that was something that they could just do through city code. And so that's how they proceeded.
Okay.
Right. So basically they have unlimited discretion, basically.
But if we were to do something that was reflective or impacting the elections or something like that, that would be required to go through the charter, or would they be able to make an ordinance on that?
Depends on what it does.
Depends on what it is. Some things don't have to go through the charter because they're not controlled by the charter.
Okay.
But if it is a charter, if it's a proposal for a charter amendment, whether it's initiated by council, because they have the authority to initiate council
on their
amendments
own.
On their own initiative,
yeah.
Or if it comes from as a recommendation from this body to council and council says, yeah, let the voters decide on that, in order to amend the charter, that has to go to election.
Right. It's just some things don't have to have a charter to be granted.
So most of the kind of cleanup amendments and things, would that be something that would just be adopted or rolled into kind of one omnibus like issue, or
it,
is it
yes.
how discreet they are from each other?
No, they're not. I mean, you don't have a ballot that has, you know, a bazillion things on it.
Right.
But it's always kind of a kitchen sink thing, because the city, we cannot change a word of the charter.
Right.
The only way the charter can be changed is by a vote of the public. So even, you know, correcting pretty obvious inconsistencies or things like that, that has to be done just kind of, as you say, you know, lumped together in one thing. And generally, sometimes the electorate doesn't do that, but generally speaking, they do. That's a kind of a non-controversial ballot item.
We didn't, on the Charter Revision Commission, adopt all the staff's recommendations on the cleanup.
Gotcha.
So.
And some of our recommendations are just areas that you may want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That from our perspective and or working with the public, there has been confusion on how it is implemented, what it actually means, etc. So it may be that you don't accept our recommendation, but you find a way to maybe clarify a section.
Okay.
It's just sometimes over time the charter gets amended, but every section that maybe touches that section didn't get included, and so we have some conflicts.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yep.
In the charter we have council with a 3-year term and council with a 4-year term. And so if you don't know that, you know, there's a lot of times the public will call and say, well, the charter says they're supposed to be elected for 3-year terms. Like, well,
it's
yes, it does there, but you go here,
yeah.
And that's the one that applies. Well, how do you know that one applies? Well, because
it the last
won,
one that passed. Right.
It won with the biggest percentage. So, yeah. Okay, anything else? So we have campaign finance and then just kind of a discussion on general topics that you may want to also look at a future meeting, our staff recommendations.
That's enough.
That's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will be posting that agenda on Thursday at the latest, so if you think of anything else, shoot me an email.
Okay.
And if, you know, I would send it for Nate, that would be great.
We'll reach out to him.
He's very familiar with the whole history of it. It's a long history. It goes back to 97.
That was way before I started.
Yeah. I moved to your church.
So we're meeting at 6:30 next Monday.
6:30 on the 13th. And I'll let you know what room, because I'll need to confirm that. Oh, in your binder, you do have a copy of the charter as well as the resolution.
Okay.
And on your flash drive, you also have a copy, a Word version of the charter,
okay.
In case you wanted to use track changes.
Yeah.
I thought that might be easier.
Thank you.
A Word version of the charter,
oh, okay.
As well as the presentation and stuff like that.
I thought we just got flash drives.
No, I just thought it might, yeah, we'll keep those. I thought it might be easier for you to have a Word version of that.
Oh, it might be easier
then.
We can write our own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our own.
As a matter of fact, when we send the report with the clerical
just
stuff,
like
I may do that.
Yes,
so
just
I may do
as a red line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just write everything
out,
put it in there,
and
do it as a red line, so it's easier for the commissioner to see what it is.
That won't take
it.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and good. Yeah. Thank you all for coming. Thank you very much.
I mean, if you're doing sort of thing, I got your phone.